Shalom leYehudim, shalom lebnei Noach, shalom leGoyim. It's the evening of the sixth day, Erev Rosh Chodesh beMenachem Av, Parashas Maaseh, Tavshinayin Nukvav, the evening of the fifth day, Thursday, 4 August 2016. Webcasting from the hills of Judea, site of the worst violations of human rights on planet Earth, according to the United Nations Human Rights Council, or is it Commission? It used to be one and then changed to the other. One wonders how many hours were spent by UN staffers and foreign diplomats posted at the UN on raising the idea of changing the name, discussing it, voting on it, changing the stationery, the webpage, things like that. Alma Dushika, we live in a world of lies. And I think one of them is what goes on at the UN, that these bureaucrats are paid decent salaries and spend their time on such weighty matters as what to call their body of 47 member states. Is it a council? Is it a commission? This outfit, the UNHRC, that meets every month, I think, in Geneva, Switzerland. And there's always an agenda of such subjects to discuss. And the subjects come and go, issues of human rights, concerns around the globe, except for one issue, which is permanent in every meeting. It's always on the agenda. And that is the persecution of the ancient Palestinians by the Jews, who stole their country and won't return even a piece of it so that the Palestinians can live free of the 24/7 hostility and persecution and criminality of the Jews. So the news items today concluded one about a David Blomstrom, sounds like a Jewish name, a fringe candidate for governor in the state of Washington, who did not surprise. And the more one hears about such people, the less angry I become each time I hear that someone like him pops up about us wickedly wicked Jews. It only confirms my view that we Jews must cease to be angry and bitter. And just take note that this kind of off-the-wall Jew hater is nothing more than a mental disorder. This poor man's mind is flooded with ideas about Jews that are simply delusional. He wants his governor in the state of Washington, this former wildlife biologist, to inform the public of what he calls the Jewarchy, that's ruled by Jews, who rule Hollywood and the global economy. That's what bin Laden thought when he attacked the World Trade Center. This man brags that among the 11 candidates running, he's the only one taking on the Jewish mafia. He blames the Jews for the murder of the 49 in that Orlando nightclub. He believes the Jews are masters of conspiracy and terrorism. After all, he said they've been profiting from war for centuries. He calls the Holocaust the hollow hoax, because it never happened. He calls the late Elie Wiesel the poster boy for the hollow hoax camp, who never set foot in a concentration camp, according to him. His accusation that Jews are masters of conspiracy and terrorism calls to mind the common Arab response to 9/11 as a Mossad trick, in which all the approximately 5,000 Jews who worked at the World Trade Center on a weekday did not go to work on 9/11 because the night before, on 9/10, the Mossad called each one on the phone and ordered him or her not to go to work the next day because they were planning an operation. And of course, all the Jews complied. Good obedient soldiers and partners in this Jewish conspiracy. What's going on here is the utter lunacy of Jew hatred like this. But we can also learn a lesson that while such men's minds are so obviously off the rails, anti-Jew feeling affects others, if not in such an obvious manner. Men like Louis Farrakhan are close to this lunatic in public. Jeremiah Wright, too, but not so bad. And, of course, Barack Obama, only he cloaks his anti-Jew madness better than these others. This David Blossom out there in Washington State is not a man to make me angry. No good purpose can be served by arguing with him or being angry with him or throwing back at him his brickbats. He's so obviously insane, with a mind percolating with outlandish delusions about the Jews, there's no point. It's like arguing with Hitler, who also was delusional, like Arafat and Abbas, like just about everybody in the Arabian Peninsula, and those in North Africa, too. In the West, David Blomstrom is dismissed as a nutcase, but in Arabia and Islam, he is perfectly normal. thinking such thoughts. Go to Palestine Media Review or memory.org and YouTube, I guess, and you can see one video after another of Muslim preachers and politicians ranting like this, spouting this very common perception of Jews as cooperating with one another, almost like ants in an anthill or drones in a beehive, all working together with such single-mindedness toward the task at hand. Each ant, each bee, is less an individual creature than a cell in a much larger organism that has the ability, all of them, to function together independently and also with everybody else. They make decisions to go left or right, but the ultimate goal of the activity in the beehive or in the anthill is for the one colony, all single-mindedly working together. Star Trek, the second series, came up with the Borg, a truly frightening idea of half-man, half-machine. Really the ultimate communist fantasy of all individuals collaborating without friction in total equality and harmony toward the same goal. The ultimate communist fantasy is of a society of perfect equality so that there would be no reason to envy one's neighbor. This is how the demented anti-Jew sees the Jews, sees this amazing community of people all working together and for the common goal of ruling and oppressing all non-Jews. This was the theory of capitalism, according to that demented anti-Semite Karl Marx. The Jews were out to monopolize all capital, all wealth. Once they had all that money in their banks, everyone would be impoverished and enslaved to them. Now, this kind of a delusion is sustainable because it's not possible to disprove it. The anti-Jew complains the Jews are on Hollywood. That's so wrong, but how do you disprove it? It's right to say Jews run Hollywood, but not the Jews. The Jews imply some kind of cooperative effort that excludes non-Jews, and this is just delusional to believe that the Jews are working all together against non-Jews. No doubt, Jews predominate in Hollywood, but they do like blacks on a basketball court in the NBA. So what? Thomas Sowell has written intelligently how different social groups and nationalities dominate in different walks of life. But there is a world of difference between Jewish excellence in the entertainment business and some kind of exclusionary system. This David Blomstrom presents these common features of the lunatic anti-Jew, not only in delusions about Hollywood, but more substantially in his Holocaust denial. About that, there can be no doubt. Here, we don't need proof. It's proven. And in this denial of the ocean of facts and history of the Holocaust, we see how clinically demented he is. So a man like this is clearly insane and not to be taken seriously. But what needs to be taken seriously are the far trickier anti-Jews, like Obama and J Street's cult of anti-Jew Jews. They're wily enough not to engage in Holocaust denial. They mimic the Arabs, who would murder us here by accusing us of acting like Nazis toward the victims of our Zionism gone wild. It seems we were graced in Israel this past week with a visit by a delegation of Black Lives Matter activists who spent most of their time here, I think, in Arab Judea and Samaria, still believing that Israel is an apartheid state and perpetrating genocide against the Palestinians, leastwise according to their party platform that they just published. Cornel West, the professor at the seminary in New York on Morningside Heights, after his employment as a philosopher at Harvard and Princeton, where he was awarded a PhD as a philosopher, and now he is at UTS. No, he does not deny the Holocaust, but he does affirm Israel is an apartheid society and committing genocide. Another Michiganer, and it's shameful that UTS, you used to have some distinguished people teaching there, employs this race-hustling anti-Semite who's also off the rails in his hostility to the Jewish people. On the other hand, there was some light out of Europe today from the Czech Republic, where a member of the European Parliament from Czechia, one Petr Mach, is setting up a caucus in the European Parliament, get this, in support of the resurrection of Jewish civilization in Judea and Samaria, a.k.a. the settlements. He sees this caucus working against the BDS activists and for the settlements. This is something new. It's just taking their baby steps, but it's likely a product of the current wave of Muslim atrocities in Europe. There are a series of massacres of innocent people. There are rapes and molestation en masse of women and girls. Some Europeans, I think, are stiffening their backbones. There must be some. And being honest about the menace of Islam, that no amount of dreaming by Angela Merkel of acculturating these people to Western ways will change. And in this movement, a borning of resistance, there will be Europeans who side with Israel in our de facto resistance to handing Judea and Samaria back to the Muslims. Ergo, the settlements will stay, and the army will remain to protect us. And the right thing to do is not work to uproot the settlements, but defend them as an allied front in the war against the global jihad that the Muslims are waging against the entire world.
Na 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 Nai nai na 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 nai Na nai na nai 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 na na nai Na na nai na nai nai na na nai 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 na 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 nai Na nai na nai 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 na na nai Hashem melech Hashem malach Hashem imloch Leolam va'ed Hashem melech Hashem malach Hashem imloch Leolam va'ed Ve'haya Hashem lemelech Al kol ha'aretz Ba'yom ahu yeh Hashem Echad u'shmo echad Hoy na 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 Hashem melech Hashem malach Hashem imloch Leolam va'ed Hashem melech Hashem malach, Hashem imloch, leolam vaed. Ve'haya Hashem lemelech,
lemelech
al kol ha'aretz, ba'yom ahu yeh Hashem, echad u'shmo echad. Hoy, ve'haya Hashem lemelech,
lemelech
al kol ha'aretz, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד הוי נה 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 נה
In a news item separate from the foregoing one about a parliamentarian in Strasbourg who's going to fight for us from Czechia, this one concerns the settlements too. This is the story of Gali Atari, who's a veteran singer in Israel, been around for about 30 years. There's complaining on the on the net because she has agreed to perform in Shiloh, the Jewish community, about 20-25 minute drive north of Jerusalem, where the Ark of the Covenant rested for over 400 years. The left looks on Shiloh, according to the leftist idiot this morning, as being located, quote, in the heart of Palestinian territory, close quote. Yeah. For the left, there is no tribal land of Ephraim, son of Joseph, where Shiloh is located in Samaria. Now, for Yediot and its post-Jewish readers, Shiloh is located in Palestinian territory. She, by contrast, says she's not going to cancel. She says that music builds bridges, and she's going. Another supporter of the settlements. I'm glad she's doing it. We can't get it from the Jews abroad, mostly. Don't expect a, speaking of Hollywood before, the Hollywood liberal Steven Spielberg to pitch in support of Shiloh, where the Ark rested. He could make a movie called Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's a children's adventure film, and don't catch him making any movies about Shiloh today. And it's a resurrection of Jewish life there. This past couple of weeks, I taught a class of young women in an ulpana in Judea, most of them returning to Jewishness, learning about it, and I was a bit unnerved by their ignorance of Israeli history. I am used to, unfortunately, speaking to audiences mostly of my own generation who remember the events of our history versus these young women who were flabbergasted to hear from yours truly of the invention of the Palestinians. They have never given a thought, I think, to the Palestinian narrative that they grew up with without knowing it, according to which Israel came into being by pushing aside, to put it gently, the Palestinians who suffered from the Zionist movement. And when I told them the true history of Israel, in a nutshell, and how there never were any Palestinians here, the Arabs today in Judea and Samaria are mostly the offspring of Arabs who entered the country in the wake of the Zionist movement looking for work, and their Palestinian national movement is one of the great artifacts of our Alma de Shikra, a world of lies, they were amazed. Mind you, these are not young Jewesses who doubt Israel's right to exist or right to be in Judea and Samaria. They're just not that political and don't know much about the history. They also take for granted that there is a Palestinian nation that does not have a state. When I told them this has no more validity than the age-old belief that Jews murder Gentiles for their blood to make matzah, some of them had never heard of that fantasy. Well, they're young. It is a fact, though, of our lives that hardcore hostility to the Jewish people today is overwhelmingly, as it always been, a product of delusional minds who do not see Jews as fellow human beings. Think of this poor David Blomstrom, who's like David Irving. He sees a vast conspiracy of Jews worldwide, which is in a category with the fantasy of a Palestinian nation, whose entire country was taken from them by the Jews. And this is why all Israeli attempts to make peace with the Arabs, with these Muslims, via concrete material steps, must fail, as Oslo failed. For example, today, J-Post reported that the cabinet will soon vote on a plan by Transportation Minister Israel Katz to build an artificial island off Gaza to function as a kind of modern port that will go a long way to improving the lives of the inhabitants in Gaza. Katz told J-Post in an interview, "The world perceives Israel as having responsibility for Gaza. Building a port will both help ordinary Gazans to make a living and improve Israel's international diplomatic standing," close quote. This is the post-religious Israeli mind at work. Raise their standard of living, and they'll be less attracted to Hamas, and the world will think better of us. First of all, when he says the world perceives Israel as having responsibility for Gaza, that's a big mistake. We should not accept that responsibility, but deny it. The Gaza Rectangle is a wholly artificial strip in which 70% of the people there are idle. They live off handouts, UNWA. They have no jobs, and one reason for that is that there is nothing there to produce and to sell to the world. Katz says Israel should not pay for the construction of this artificial island, but encourage others to fund the project in order to improve the lives of the Palestinians in Gaza. The population there is beyond the capacity of the land mass to support it. I don't think this man's ever been in business. There's nothing there but agriculture, some agriculture and fishing. How will this mass of people be uplifted economically and cease to be so hostile to us? No, Israel must work in the opposite direction toward the decommissioning and dismantling of Gaza, emptying it out, whose existence since 1949 has been solely for the purpose of giving us a hard time. In the 1950s and 60s, there were the Fedayeen raids that led to the war in 1956. The Gaza Strip has never been anything but a thorn, a burning brand in Israel's side. Back then, it was the cross-fence terror strikes. Today, it's rockets and tunnels. Because Israel foolishly accepts, as Katz does, the lie that Gaza is our responsibility. He wants to improve in Gaza the life of the people. Problem is, because Israel does choose to sustain Gaza as it does every day by allowing in hundreds of semi-trailers to enter the Strip bearing all kinds of commodities to sustain life there. Israel persists in this behavior because there's a lot of money in it for the suppliers and the truckers coming from Israel into the Strip. It's typical. There's very little long-range planning here. We live from day to day.
קומי רוני רוני בלילה רוני בלילה לראש השמורות 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 איי 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 שפכי כמים כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם איי 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 שפכי כמים כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם tananai nananai 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 קומי רוני רוני בלילה רוני בלילה לראש השמורות 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 איי 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 שפכי כמים כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם איי 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 שפכי כמים, כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם tananai nananai 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 tananai nananai 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 tananai nananai 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 tananai nananai 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 nananai.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. Speaking, as I often do, of this Alma D'Shikra, I was struck this week by the lies told by a non-observant American Jewess. For a person like her, being Jewish is like a garment one wears to display one's identification with the Jews, but like a garment, it is an item one can take off and put on at will. It's something that one lives in but does not live by. For example, in the formerly Zionist publication Haaretz, now funded by German Gentiles, which is now a forum for Israel and Jew bashing, on Monday they ran an op-ed by this American Jewess, a historian of American Jewry, which is not the same thing about writing things that are truly Jewish. This one is the director of NYU's Goldstein Gorin Center for American Jewish History, Hasia Diener. Yeah. She says she stopped being a Zionist in 2010 and now feels uncomfortable visiting many American Jewish institutions because of their support for Israel. She, quote, blames Israel for the disappearance of vast numbers of Jewish communities. The assumption is she has Israel has done terrible things which drives people away and has destroyed these communities by its terrible things. She condemns Israel's occupation of the West Bank, her words, as well as the growth of the Haredi and right-wing sectors. She's bothered by that. Israel is a place, she says, that I abhor visiting and to which I will not contribute money, whose products I will not buy, nor will I expend my limited but still to me meaningful political clout to support it. Close quote. She was described in the JTA story about her as a, quote, product of the Habonim Zionist youth movement. She told the JTA that, quote, Zionism was once one of the most important parts of my existence, and her shift away from Zionism has been painful, close quote. Habonim is one of the secular leftist Zionist youth movements that today, I guess, is pretty moribund, and for sure its demise is reflected in her life. She says that Zionism was once one of the most important parts of my existence, which is another lie for you. Obviously, she never made it important enough to make Aliyah, which is what Zionism is all about. She's so typical of American Jews who flatter themselves in the good days when Israel is loved by identifying with Israel, but they never ever decide to come live here. And so typical of such types, she blames Israel for her own disaffection. It's Israel's fault. Zionism is no longer so important to her. She now says, quote, the law of return can no longer to me be anything other than racism. Close quote. And there you have it. She and no one else replaced the Zionism in her heart with the UN's 1975 resolution that Zionism is a form of racism. The law of return she's referring to is one of the most humane laws in any society. For its purpose is to inform Jews worldwide that the next time they have to run for their lives, they have a place of refuge. Unlike in the 1930s, unlike in every generation in which we've had to run for our lives. Yet for this non-observant woman who preened in her youth her Zionism, Israel has now disappointed by its occupation of the West Bank. That's what I mean, Alma de Shiko. Everything's a lie in this world. The shallow woman has no idea how deeply she has assimilated the lexicon and the anti-Semitic lies of the age when she speaks this way. What's going on in the diaspora for people like her is the experience of a life empty of classical Jewish beliefs, ideas, and behaviors, which renders them incapable of seeing through this generation's version of Jew hatred, a.k.a. Palestinian nationalism. How deeply she has assimilated this generation's anti-Jew imagery and lies about Jews. If I believed Israel was in occupation of the West Bank as she does, I might despise Israel too. But for me, there is no occupation, and this is not the West Bank. This is home base for the Jewish people. It's not Greenwich Village, home base of NYU, where she is paid to teach the history of people of Jewish extraction and their assimilation into American society. That has swallowed them up as surely as she has been swallowed up. I feel sorry for her and Americans of Jewish extraction like her who have converted, if not to Christianity or Islam or Buddhism, then through the conventional Gentile wisdom about the commonwealth of Jews reborn, which she, a product of the Zionist movement, chose never to be part of.
Shir Lama'alot. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם ה' עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלות.
אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם השם, עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
The last item, although we in Jewish tradition say the expulsion from Spain took place on the 9th of Av, the same day that both temples were destroyed, that's not quite right. The expulsion date in 1492 was August 2nd, which was Rosh Chodesh Av, the first day of the month of Av, which is today, tomorrow. That was the last day a Jew could live in Spain in public. Afterwards, any observant Jew could be killed. Tesh B'Av, the ninth day of the month, was on August 11th that year. But close enough. The expulsion day was the first of the 9 days leading up to Tesh B'Av. And here we have diaspora Jews like Hasia Diner and the Israeli left, whose dream is driving more Jews from their homes in Judea and Samaria. We have every legal and moral right to remain in than were driven from Spain on this day over 500 years ago. Twice as many. It's one thing for Jews to drift away from this people, as most in the diaspora do. It's quite another when some of those leaving, perhaps in their guilt, like Hasia Diner or Peter Beinart, feel compelled to attack the Jews who remain faithful to the people and the land and accuse us of driving these noble souls away due to our racist behavior. Those are called Jews racists, like this woman, are the real anti-Semites. Laila Tov, Shabbat Shalom, and Rosh Chodesh Tov. I'll be back, God willing, on Sunday.